This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Training and resources offered to address the challenges LGBTQIA plus kids face in the system. DCFS LGBTQI plus services chief Marla Kortz says they are working to expand the agency's network of gender-affirming therapists, service providers, and healthcare professionals across the state. She also encourages Illinoisans to consider fostering a youth in care. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
He's ready to fight crime. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden is going to take action amid a rise in crime across America Republicans have made a big issue of. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, the president is set to sign crime-fighting executive orders and renew calls for Congress to pass gun legislation.
To ensure there is appropriate funding and resources needed to ensure there's community policing.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will use the bully pulpit to push for gun safety. At the same time, the Justice Department is announcing new strike forces aimed at tackling gun trafficking in five cities: Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. The president will meet with Attorney General Merrick Garland and local leaders ahead of his remarks. Dave?
Rachel, further undoing another Trump policy, the Biden administration will allow 10,000 migrants forced to remain in Mexico to reapply for asylum here amid an ongoing surge at the border.
The Rio Grande Valley Patrol Chief saying, quote, with 3 months remaining in the fiscal year, RGV has already matched the total number of large groups apprehended in the previous two fiscal years combined.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty is stalemate at the Senate. Republicans have blocked the Democrats' election reform plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This vote, I'm ashamed to say, is further evidence that voter suppression has become part of the official platform of the Republican Party.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell fires back.
Biggest lie being told in American politics in recent weeks has been that the states are involved in a systematic effort to suppress the vote.
The CDC holds a meeting today to probe possible COVID vaccine side effects, mostly in younger males, heart inflammation. The day after White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients said,
many younger Americans have felt like COVID-19 is not something that impacts them, and they've been less eager to get the shot.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be.
For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax. Every minute, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. Watch people like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, or free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax now, America's trusted news source.
With 35% of American adults now fully vaccinated, more are traveling. Over 2 million passengers most days lately going through TSA airport checkpoints, and those airports are now getting some COVID relief from the money Congress approved in March.
Most of the $8 billion in federal grants will go to big airports with commercial airline service. They'll share about $6.5 billion of that based on the number of passenger boardings, plus another $800 million for rent relief to companies that run airport concessions like food and retail businesses and terminals. In order to get the grants, airports have to keep at least 90% of the workers they had before. For the pandemic, the FAA says several hundred airports will get the money in areas including Philadelphia, St. Louis, Raleigh-Durham, Seattle-Tacoma, and Honolulu. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We now know more about Monday's shooting that left a police officer dead in Colorado.
Arvada Police Chief Link Strait says Officer Gordon Beasley was killed in an ambush Monday shortly after a report of a suspicious incident.
Gordon was targeted because he was wearing an Arvada police uniform and a badge.
The suspect and the man described as a Good Samaritan also died in the shootout. Chief Strait identified that man as John Hurley without elaborating on what he did.
He is a true hero who likely disrupted what could have been a larger loss of life.
Beasley worked with students at Oberon Middle School. According to his school resource officer biography, Beasley's motto was look for the good in every day. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly the day after a record high for the NASDAQ. In the NBA playoffs, Phoenix beat the L.A. Clippers on a last-second shot, 104-103. Another team won a lottery.
When the NBA draft takes place July 29th, the Detroit Pistons will make the first selection. They will select first, followed by the Houston Rockets second, then the Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors, and Orlando Magic to round out the top five.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Your dealer. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny with a high over 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, there's slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 86. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high near 86, wind gusts over 30 miles per hour, and 1 to 2 inches of rain a possibility. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, June 23rd edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports and more on that fundraiser for Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to Central Illinois on July 8th. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you're old enough to remember Columbo, or maybe you grew up watching it, where would it be on, wouldn't have been on Nick at Night?
Yeah, it was either Nick at Night TV or Land? TBS. It might have been on TBS back when they were doing that kind of stuff.
Well, he was, I forget the actor's name now.
Is it Peter? No. Oh my goodness.
No, I don't like the changes in Google, by the way. There's all kinds of new weird stuff coming up.
Yeah, they've got more metadata in there available. It can be helpful most of the time.
Yeah, I know. It's in the mode now where it's asking for everything, you know, every time you try to move from one to the other.
Yep.
Anyway, he was Peter something.
Yeah. Here, I got the cast.
I'm sorry.
Peter Falk.
Yes, thank you.
I got halfway there. I was right.
He was famous for, he would get ready to leave. He'd have, like, the wrinkled raincoat on, and he'd go, just one more thing.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel with these topics.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I have a hard time closing the
letting
door.
Letting it go. Yeah, well, I mean, when you take on all things in a topic, there's a lot more to get to.
Not taking on all things. I'm taking on actually a very narrow view of some things that we need to be aware of that come with all of the benefits of mm-hmm. life being better.
Right.
I think that I am aware of having more choice in my life than I've ever had in so many ways, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving it up to someone else. I'm all for that. That's democratic. I mean, that's democracy. I mean, to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what people don't realize is those choices are being made for them all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're playing this other game they don't know they're playing so that someone can make immense profits on.
Which is the same recipe. There just is more to choose from. It's the recipe that's always happened.
It is the recipe that's always happened. But there was more of a transactional nature to it before, meaning I had to go to the record store and actually purchase that record. I had to choose to listen to a radio station or call in and make a request. I mean, I don't believe people realize that their anger on Facebook is all intentional by Facebook. They feel like they're getting a wealth of information on Facebook, and Facebook's just using their anger, their political discontent, to feed them more of it so that they can make more money. And I don't think people realize that manipulation is going on.
Right. They on the flip side, because and this isn't a compliment to Facebook, if it was all happy stuff, if it was all puppy dogs, roses, sun, they'd take that too.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Except the anger is causing dire results. The happy stuff might be a little cheesy for you, but people don't die because of it.
Right. I mean, my only point is that the money still cashes the same way to Facebook either
it
way.
It does. Yep. I just think that if you don't have any understanding of how Facebook is manipulating your feed, you are truly sheep in that world.
Yeah.
And your grass diet is what Facebook is choosing to feed you based on your thoughts mm-hmm. and your, and so it isn't really freedom.
No, but they've disguised it as, and under the guise, and I think maybe by intention, because the reason I said it all spins the same is that you are creating your own feed in a way, you know, by the things that you like and the interests, but then you get caught in it and Facebook doesn't step in to pull you out of it. But it's of your making mostly.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not putting all the blame one way or another. I'm talking about having the awareness of what's going on. It is no different than going into the record store and purchasing, you know, an 8-track or a CD or cassette. The only difference is if you went into the record store and they made it so only you could find the music that you actually listen to now.
Right. Which is what it used to be when it was top 40. There's only these to pick from. This is all we're letting you pick.
Nah, you'd go
from.
To the record store and there was a jazz section and there was a, you know, I mean, you didn't see people shopping in it, but it was there. I mean, it was a little more, I mean, I could bump into something new.
You could do that on Facebook too, though, to be fair. You can.
But I knew I was in a record store shopping. These people think they're having a democratic conversation and freedom of speech. Here's the point. Mm-hmm. There's the invitation to join Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in Effingham. It's going to be at the Effingham Performing Arts Center. I think what she's doing is a form of performance art.
Yeah. Maybe.
Meaning, I don't know if she really believes this stuff or not. I don't know if she's intelligent or not. I don't know if it's an act or not.
Yeah, she's pretty consistent in the way that she puts her information out there.
She's pretty consistent in giving people what they want to hear.
That's, yeah. I mean, she has a formula for sure.
Yeah, so maybe it's all real, maybe mm-hmm. it's all fake. I don't know. But the sponsorship levels, and there's an irony here as well. For $5,800, and I'm sure that number aligns with, you know, legal limits of donations or whatever, you can have a Liberty sponsorship. And you get 6 attend the donor reception, 4 attend the Patriot reception, and then 2 get to go to a private dinner following the event. For $2,900, you can be a Freedom sponsor. For $1,000, you can be a We Hold These Truths sponsor. And at the down end, at the lowest end, for $500, you can be a Constitution sponsor. What's wrong with that formula?
It's the Constitution's the lowest one of all of them.
Where do you think your liberty and your freedom and your We Hold These Truths comes from? And, okay, people are of their own free volition. You want to go see this person and everybody will line up and they'll get pictures taken. And great. I mean, that's America. That's your choice.
$200 is the cheapest ticket. Is that what you said?
That was just sponsorship.
Oh, sponsorship.
Yeah, ticket prices are $75, I think, to get to like just the reception kind of thing. There's a sit down dinner. I mean, there's a formula for this. I read you the Speaker Hastert thing, you mm-hmm. know, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. You know, politicians have this down.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's rinse repeat.
Yeah. Democrats, Republicans, I mean, they all, this is just a thing. This is how it works. We churn it out. We do it the same way. If she was going to someplace in California, it'd be the exact same recipe.
So this is a fundraiser for MGT or MTG?
I don't know how it gets split up. It's a fundraiser for Mary Miller.
Oh, okay.
You know, when they all come, right. Part of their job is, you know, doing the circuit.
Yep. Okay.
And if you get somebody that is national, meaning in the news, she's bigger than the district in Georgia that she represents. The same way Aaron Schock was.
Yep.
You know, he was based in Peoria, but Aaron Schock was flying all over the United States of America raising money for other politicians.
Yeah, Taylor Greene has got to be in the top 10 or so names in politics right now.
Good or bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just do a
brand, star
if you just
power.
Do a fame meter, yes. Meaning, you know, I am aware of this person.
Yep.
A Q score, they would have called it years ago.
That's a big get for down there.
I guess. And no one at all, I mean, now, Congressman Mary Miller, and I've never met the woman, and so I don't know her, and I'm not. All I know is she stood up in front of a bunch of mothers and talked about Hitler getting things right. And then, of course, you bring the person who just literally had to take a tour of a Holocaust museum, evidently to get her first lesson in history, and had to apologize over remarks made about masks and vaccines. And then they're going to land right here in Central Illinois. Be proud. So we'll see. And we still don't know how all that congressional map's going to look, and you know, everybody's probably trying to raise money because they don't know what the next step is, or am I going to get pushed out, or am I running for governor, am I doing, you know, there's a lot of that up in the air right now.
So did that map that was suggested, did they re-release a second version, or did you see a second version of it, or no?
No, but that's at a state level, meaning that was talking about...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, congressional districts, someone's going to lose... A seat.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So whether it's Rodney, whether it's Mary Miller, whether it's, I mean, someone, we're going to be down a congressman or congressperson. And they're going to have to figure out how that works, and we'll see. Is Rodney running for governor? I don't know. There seems to be a lot of indicators lately where people who are in the know think maybe. I have not heard that from Congressman Dave, so I don't know.
Right.
But a lot is going to change and shift, and we'll see. And it doesn't look well for us on the state side of things. Everybody always thinks, like, people will try to spin it and go, oh, well, we've got, you know, four people representing us in Springfield. So that's better than, no, it's not. Because that means they depend less on the amount of votes you have in your community. I mean, your clout as a community is directly tied to how much that politician needs you to get reelected.
Makes sense.
I mean, that's just the end of it. It doesn't matter what your political beliefs are. Or where you are in the spectrum of progressive to conservative, that is the whole heart of the matter. If they need a bunch of you to get reelected, chances are you're going to get more from them.
Yep.
If they only need 25% of you to get reelected, then you're going to get about 25% of them. And that has not changed over the years.
Nope.
I would watch Bill Mitchell. He was like a Terminator in this way. I mean, like, literally... programmed, hardwired, you know, when he would go to things, which wasn't very often, you know, he would go through a room of people and he could ascertain whether they were in his district in like 20 seconds or less and just move right on if they weren't.
Oh, wow. So, you know, when the...
literally, though, Dick, I mean, the art of that. Oh, hey, Nick Smith, now where is it you live? And where are you, you know, what's your story? Oh, I'm, you know, in the South Shores area. Okay, hey, it was great meeting you.
Just had it just right there, huh?
Yes.
So, you know, in the presidential elections, when there's battleground states and there's states that are for sure, right? So we watch in the closing days, presidents mark where they're going to go and where you're going to send all your key people because you're battling over those votes that count.
Yeah.
And you would kind of ignore the ones that you've already got or you can't get. Is it, how common is it, do you think, that for like a state representative or to go, man, that county never votes for me. Their votes will never swing for me.
Oh.
I'm not going to spend any time there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a blue in a heavy red zone, you're probably not going to, and the same, you know, vice versa. But that's not the case anymore because, you know, that's why they do the gerrymandering to begin.
Right. But, I mean, do you just straight up pretend like, just not go there? I mean,
Well, I mean, it doesn't really exist in too much.
Because of how it's drawn?
Where Mary Miller is or her husband, I mean, that's so red, there's nobody blue representing.
Right.
And vice versa. So there's not a lot of those. I mean, I would say Rodney's district is, you know, from a congressional level, he's got a lot of blue and a lot of red.
Right, but it's probably blue he wants to hope to chip away from, not blue to ignore.
But they don't chip away by the ideas, and I don't. Right. This isn't a personal slam towards him.
Yeah.
Politicians today, the parties today, they don't chip away at ideas. They don't chip away at convincing. They just draw a new map.
Yeah. So weird.
It's what we do. So, self-awareness. We could all use a little more of it. Trust me. And kids work hard. There used to be an expectation level that if you wanted to run for higher office, that you wanted to serve in that capacity, that you at least know what you're talking about. And at least have ideas and be able to communicate those ideas and inspire other people behind those ideas. And now all it is vote for me because that person's terrible.
That's both sides. Playing the same
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Playing the same game.
Yeah. So, anywho. I've got a lot of other stuff on this. I do a one sheet every night before the show, realizing that things will change and stuff will come up. And so all of this was pre-watching the This Is Pop thing, which started this whole rant. U.S., here's the story that I saw yesterday that I really want to have a conversation about, because you are Mr. Technology. I am not anti-technology. So this isn't the Amish versus the rest of the world.
Right.
This is just context versus advancement. The U.S. ranks second in the world for employee surveillance. That kind of surprised me and didn't surprise me all at the same time.
Meaning, if I work somewhere, I'm being surveilled?
Yes. And surprised me that in all of the world, you think there's a lot of places that don't have the rights and freedoms and the court system and the ability to... I mean, we have a lot of that here.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about a place like China or Pakistan, or I mean, you could list a whole bunch of places where you perceive for them to be able to really not have the ability to defend themselves or fight for themselves that we do every day here in America.
Right. Who's number one, China?
I'm pulling up the story now. But second in the world?
I'm not surprised.
Okay, I'm not either, but I am. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I mean, so I think that it doesn't mean oppression. It doesn't mean all the connotations that come with being in a society that is... I think it has a lot to do with, some levels of smart resourcing, meaning like rather than sending 10 patrol cars into a neighborhood, we can put a camera on a pole and kind of watch from afar, and I know we're not talking about governmental, we're talking about employees, but the same kind of principle is I want to be able to monitor it everywhere that I'm going. I want to make sure that I have a pulse of what's happening. I don't know that it's necessarily nefarious.
All right, but here's the weird 1, 2, 3 on this.
Okay.
Sweden, the U.S., Norway.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that.
No,
coming.
Because they're considered passive. But I think what you're really looking at is a modern society versus not.
I think that's probably mm-hmm. exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
How far is too far on surveillance of employees?
It's going to go all the way, so that's a question that doesn't even need to be discussed.
Oh,
it's going to be
contraire, mon frère. I think it absolutely needs to be discussed.
I mean, it should be, and it'll be bantered back and forth, but it's going to go all the way. There will be, and it's only going to increase. Real time audio, video, data track. I mean, this is where it's going. It'll be 100% surveilled.
The COVID-19 pandemic, according to the story in U.S. News and World Report, has drastically changed both our personal and professional lives. Some of those trends are obvious and impossible to avoid, like the new normal of hybrid work, in which employees work partly in the office and partly remote. But some are less obvious, and a big one is the spike in employee monitoring practices. And they've got an entire global map that is really fascinating if you're into this kind of thing. And I understand, I tend to be... I think this falls into the discussion we've been having all along. Mm-hmm. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Sure. I'm with you on that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you should. And I feel like we treat people less and less as people every day because of a lot of things we spent an hour talking about, right? I mean, we're just widgets. And now we can surveil those widgets and... pull out the metadata of how those widgets are performing, and it's for you forget, and it's easy to forget these are people.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you do lose the human side of that, but analytics, you know, when you gather data, they tell a story. Is this being efficient? Is this department working as it should? If not, I like you, Bob. You're a nice guy, but you're 40% less effective than all your colleagues. We need to probably move on from you.
So it goes on to talk about the Google Workspace, and it goes on to talk about Microsoft 365 and Teams, mm-hmm. that all of the ways we're communicating, whether it's a group thing or not, is readily available to your bosses.
And always has been.
Some apps can take regular on-demand screenshots of what's on your computer, while others can take a quick snap of you using your webcam. Now, when we're doing a hybrid of work at home, work at work, where does that line stop?
That is the beginning of that was work phone versus personal phone. You know, like this phone is only for work purposes, email and everything. When you cross that line, your other phone might be subject to different things. So we've started that blend, but that's a very good question.
So my personal PC is a PC that I own. The company didn't pay for it.
That's right.
I use it for company business.
Mm-hmm.
So what access do they have to that?
That's a good question. It's a lot of times that comes down to the nature of the agreement that you have with the employer. It also, you know, and so contracts are a little different. Hey, if we...
Who's working on a contract? I mean, how many people, I mean, honest to God, have a contract?
Or an employment agreement.
Okay, that is a different thing. Yeah.
Employment agreement.
That's the thing no one reads.
Right. That's exactly right. Because when you leave, company property is obvious, the physical thing. Bring in your whatever and drop it on the desk. Turn in your badge and your gun. Whatever it is that you do, that's done. But there's intellectual property now, too. And so that needs to be protected.
All right. Here are a couple of suggestions they make about this. Because I think it is a bigger conversation now. I mean, before, okay, I'm here. These computers belong to the company. Mm-hmm. I can't do stuff on. I mean, right. It's their property.
Right.
Now, I'm home. And I'm using my property mm-hmm. for work-related things, you know, instead of them going, hey, thanks that we didn't have to spend the money to buy that equipment for you. No, we'll just go ahead and monitor your equipment. That's a line to me.
That is a line. That's a line. But if you take the files, for example, it's no different than taking, a physical file from a filing cabinet in the office at home.
Right. But that file I take home does not give them the access to my safe with my stuff in it that doesn't belong to them.
But if you have, I don't know.
I mean, morally.
Yeah, morally. Yes, correct.
Work when you're supposed to work and only work earlier or later when you've informed your boss. Keep your personal computer personal and your work computer only for work tasks. Get a personal email account and only use that for private correspondence on your calendar. Designate personal events as private or they'll be visible. If you use VPN for internet access, get a personal service instead of using your company's VPN. All that stuff sounds right, but I don't think it fits what most people are doing.
Nope, it doesn't. But it's what they're saying is if you're no longer working to where you walk into the building, punch the clock, put your tools down and go home. If you are blending those lines, you need to think of it different. So it's just more of an awareness thing now. It's just different.
How many people in the workforce right now, big company, medium-sized company, small company, have two separate phones, two separate laptops, two separate – I mean, how many people does that really, I mean, represent, do you think?
Small percentage, but I would think that it's a higher percentage in the big corporate America than we probably realize here in Decatur.
Probably. Mm-hmm. So here in Decatur, we're like, we're too cheap to do that.
No, I'm just saying we don't have the Citibanks and the Morgans.
What I'm just saying, though, is you can't say we're not going to provide that for you, but then we want to snoop around your personal stuff.
That changes things. Maybe that's another ask from the employer. You know, you're going to need to provide me with the equipment if you want me to keep it separate.
with great convenience and ease comes the things that I was, the indicators you need to be looking for in life, right?
That's right, yeah.
The trade-offs.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences. We've got to take a break. When we get back on the other side, we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll tell you about justaromaway.com. And we also will say goodbye to Dr. Paul Frigo today, who's a officially done. We'll be moving to his new post in Missouri. We'll talk about all of that straight ahead. We're going to take a quick break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Richland Community College, in partnership with the Macon County Health Department, will be offering COVID vaccine clinics during June, July, and August for both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. The Pfizer vaccine will be offered to those ages 12 or older, and a parent or guardian must be present for ages 12 to 17. This Richland students enrolled for summer or fall 2021 who receive the vaccine at the clinic or show their vaccine card fully vaccinated will receive a $50 credit to the Richland Cafe. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. Explore the trails at Sand Creek Conservation Area on an Independence Day hike on Saturday, July 3rd at 10 a.m. Join a naturalist to walk along the Paris-Springfield Road, one of the earliest roads in central Illinois. This historic road linked Paris, Illinois, and Springfield, Illinois, and was traveled by Abraham Lincoln. Part of it is now preserved in the trail system at Sand Creek. This program is free and for all ages, but you must pre-register online by noon on Friday, July 2nd. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden today announces a new strategy to prevent and respond to gun crime.
The president's proposal is expected to include police reforms, plus ways to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. We're told Mr. Biden will make a series of executive orders and call on Congress to pass gun legislation. The House already passed two bills on background checks, but is less likely to get through the Senate.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Former presidential candidate Andrew Yang concedes in the New York City Democratic Party primary for mayor.
I am not going to be the next mayor of New York City based upon the numbers that have come in tonight.
Brooklyn Borough President and former police captain Eric Adams has the lead in the vote count. Radio host and Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa is the projected Republican winner. He says about current mayor, Democrat Bill de Blasio.
He has taken a wrecking ball to this city that we love.
This election uses ranked choice voting where ballots can be marked with up to five candidates in order of preference. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
For convenient, urgent care in Decatur, choose Memorial Express Care. We offer two locations, North Water Street or Highway 36 East. Stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, including sports injuries, at our North Water Ortho Clinic. Walk-ins are welcome. For even easier access to care, download the Memorial app and enjoy telehealth video appointments and more. Memorial Express Care, safe and convenient. No appointment needed.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and then sunny later with a high over 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high near 86. And then Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 86, wind gusts over 30 miles per hour, and 1 to 2 inches of rain a possibility. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with baseball.
Well, it's kind of a painful conversation for Cardinals and Cub fans both, really. The Cardinals are not playing well, and the Cubs are not really playing well either. The difference is the Cubs had a stretch where they played very well, and they managed to get up into first place. And because nobody in the division has played great, they're able to kind of hang there. Last night the Cubs won 7-1. It's sort of like the Cubs, unless Kyle Hendricks is pitching, you don't think they're probably going to win. And he was pitching last night, and I think that was his eighth straight start in which the Cubs have won. But the Cardinals lost to the Tigers 8-2. A couple of problems that a lot of teams are having. It goes beyond the Cubs, Cardinals, the division, and that's injuries. Injuries are really taking a toll on a lot of teams. The Cardinals have had a ton of them. The Cubs have had their share of them. The White Sox have had a ton of them. The Mets have had a bunch of them. I mean, it's really hurting people. And then coming up, the other thing is going to be the schedule. And both the Cubs and Cardinals, between now and the All-Star break, face 10-game road trips. And I think those will be a real test. I think how they fare on those will determine a lot of things. Are they buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? Does anybody lose their jobs? Because when you get in a situation like the Cardinals are in right now, everyone kind of stands in the crosshairs. You know, should the hitting coach be fired? Should the manager be fired? Should the general manager be fired? People don't know what to do. They just know that somebody needs to do something to make this a better situation. The Cardinals need offense, and so they called up. This is going to be the latest Cardinal. I can feel it. This is going to be the latest Cardinal that nobody's ever heard of. Cult hero Lars Nootbaar, whose parents are Dutch and Japanese, and who last year during the pandemic worked as a handyman mechanic for an aerospace company in California, making $20 an hour. And last night he made his major league debut. And you know, the game last night with the Cardinals, Johan Oviedo made a throwing error that was costly on its own, and then it seemed to kind of lead to his own meltdown and a six-run Tiger fourth inning. Daniel Ponce de Leon came in. He lasted seven pitches before he left with a strained shoulder. I think we'll find out today he's on the injured list. So it's just been painful, man. And so what's happening coming up is the Cubs go on a 10-day road trip, which starts Thursday in Los Angeles for four games, then three games in Milwaukee and three in Cincinnati. The Cardinals' 10-game road trip starts on July the 1st, four in Colorado, three in San Francisco, and three at Wrigley Field with the Cubs. That'll take us up to the All-Star break, but it's painful, and injuries have a lot to do with it, and now the schedule's going to get involved too. So hold on, hold your breath, and cross your fingers is what I would say.
All right, on the other side of the break, a crazy finish in the NBA playoffs last night. Another exciting game tonight. We'll talk about that with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. This look brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, the NBA.
This was a crazy game last night. This is West Conference Finals. Clippers at the Phoenix Suns. The Suns are already up 1-0 going into the game last night. Tight game. Very physical game. The Suns, Devin Booker, his face busted open, went to the locker room, got stitches, came back with bandages on his nose, cotton stuffed into his nostrils, looked like he'd been in a car wreck. Tons of delays to review close plays. In fact, after the game on SportsCenter, Scott Van Pelt and Jeff Van Gundy got in a real spirited argument about the merits of all these reviewed plays. Scott Van Pelt saying, you know, it's worth it because you got to get it right. And Jeff Van Gundy basically saying, you know, the whole structure of the game is destroyed by these delays. But it came down to one amazing play. And Nick and I were talking about it because we watched this thing to the bitter end. Clippers led 103-102, 0.9 seconds to play. Phoenix coach Monty Williams draws up a play that, when you think about it, had to be, I don't know what the percentage that it could have worked, but so many things had to happen perfectly. And he asked Jay Crowder to throw a perfect pass from the baseline, a lob that had to somehow miss the side of the backboard, end up on the front edge of the rim while their big man, DeAndre Ayton, you know, burst toward the rim just as the pass arrived. And the Clippers big man got picked off on a pick by Booker. Ayton caught the pass and dunked the ball in one motion to give Phoenix the lead, and they survived a last-bit heave by Paul George to win 104-103. Amazing play to win the game. I would say probably That play has about a 15, maybe 10% chance to work, and they did it absolutely perfectly. So Phoenix is up 2-0. Game three tomorrow night at the Staples Center in L.A., and the East Conference Finals begin tonight in Milwaukee with the Bucks hosting the Atlanta Hawks. That game 7:30 on TNT.
All right, my friend, have a great day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning.
Brian, that play that he just talked about already has a name.
Okay, what's the name?
The Valley Oop. Instead of Alley-Oop, the Valley Oop.
The Valley Oop?
Yeah. Man, it was a few seconds left. Paul George, their star player for the Clippers, missing two free throws that could have put it out of reach. And then that Alley-Oop with 0.7 seconds left on the clock. Oh, my goodness. It was a lot of fun.
I'm watching the clip as we speak. Yeah, I just don't have the emotional attachment to get excited. I mean, it's a cool ending to a game. Genetically incapable.
If that would have been one of those moments that if you had been tuned in and felt the fever, you would have it would have gobbled you up. But I mean, you don't know who DeAndre Ayton is or Devin Booker, or, you know, any of the name you might know is maybe Rajon Rondo, you know.
Sure.
Yes, maybe. But it was a lot of fun. And tonight's series, the Hawks, first time in 50 years going into the conference finals against the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Okay, we just did a segment on sports. It was called Tupper. I know you want to get it out.
I took 30 seconds. I took it. I saw my shot. I had to take it.
All right. And that, too, had about a 10% chance of working.
Landing.
Yes. All right, time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Here at the Community Foundation of Macon County, we've proudly partnered with generous families, individuals, companies, and nonprofits for the last 21 years to help make their charitable dollars make the seemingly impossible possible for the permanent good of our community. I'm Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making here at the Foundation, and by connecting the philanthropic goals of individuals with the needs of Macon County, we help strengthen and build a brighter future for all of us. At the Foundation, we work with donors like you to establish individual funds that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or even provide a scholarship. You can also help us meet the growing needs of our community, and you can do it all in your name or to honor a loved one. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County and help support local nonprofits, schools, and religious organizations, please call us at 217-429-3000 or go to MaconCountyGives.org for more information. We're proud to be your homegrown community foundation.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Do you see a new era of just because a company can do something, maybe they shouldn't do it because they're going to lose their best people to competitors who understand what it's like to go out and look for real, highly skilled talent that wants to work on their terms?
Yep.
In industries where there's crossover,
mm-hmm.
meaning what I do here translates over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
And why the secrecy? We were talking a little bit before the break and Tupper about U.S. ranking second in the world of surveillance of employees. And why not, you know, why be that guy, that gal, secretly peeking in on employees rather than just being up front with them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's not. It is secret in the sense that we're not just openly talking about it, but it's not hidden. You know what I mean?
I think it is to most people. I think if I were to tell you that your company on your personally owned computer through an app you use to communicate as a company was taking screenshots of you on your laptop at home, most people would be surprised.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean, what do you do different? Like, hey, we might screenshot you if we want.
I think if you can't tell an employee, if there's no comfortable way to tell them, then maybe you're not doing the right thing.
What if it's in that letter of employment that you didn't read? What if they did tell you? Is that?
I still think then that's the guy who tried to sneak you into the record contract. I just think you're sleazy on that end if you're not up front. Look, we know this hybrid thing's going on. We realize we're all trying to find our way. So from time to time, we're going to check in on you, make sure you're working on what you need to be working on.
Okay.
But then they got to define what work means. They got to define what work hours means.
Right.
Because if you're peeking into my PC camera at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, what are you doing there?
Right.
I think we just have to prepare ourselves because no one, not a single human being withstands the scrutiny of all the time, 24/7, your whole life.
Nope. Nobody.
And if you want an example of that, Billie Eilish having to apologize for something she lip-synced when she was 13 or 14 years old.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You now have to be punished for not singing it, not saying the word, a word you didn't even know what it was. You didn't know it was a pejorative because you'd never heard the word, but you are literally lip-syncing somebody else's recording of a song at 13 years old, and you have to come out and apologize today?
That's weird.
Now think about that as your work life, scouring through every single thing. It's not all fair game.
It's not. It's tough. I mean, in the ideal scenarios, you have a work computer in your work office, but most people aren't like, or not most, but there's several people that are like, I'm lucky to have a one room apartment and the one computer I have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have another. You can see my bed in the background because there's no other way to.
All right. I just think that employers have to take a little bit of a gut check with the technology right now. And I don't mean common sense technology, mm-hmm. keeping your employees safe, there's a lot of great ways that it's used. But I'm telling you, this phrase, you know, just consider yourself lucky to have a job is not what's working today.
Right. And employees, are starting to. They're starting to change the landscape significantly into what is it that I'm looking for to work at a place? Am I willing to work, to take less money to work in an office in my home state or maybe make more working remotely in another state? And, you know, am I willing to give up all my free time and work, you know, in the evenings and stuff for the, you know, and a lot of people are saying no. And a lot of people, it's being called the Great Resignation. Is the phrase that's being thrown around that people are saying, you know what, this year and 6 months or however, wherever we are in the timeline has opened my eyes to a different way of life.
We've had a perfect storm of technology, of pandemic, of everybody completely getting out of their comfort levels and finding new joys and finding downside. And all of that has combined and rolled into this thing that is now a very real thing.
You're right.
And I hear conversations all the time that I kind of wince, you know, like, oh, you know, we're not going back to that box.
Right.
And it's not that everybody has LeBron James style influence to recreate their workspace mm-hmm. However they want, but you have more influence than you've ever had.
Oh, there's no question about that. And here's the other thing. It's not like remote working is brand new, okay?
No.
But to the mainstream, it is.
Yes.
So if you're, in particular, if you're a contractor, and there's level and you're working remotely with people that are used to working remotely, the checks and balances are a little more free-flowing. Hey, I don't care if you get it done at one, you know, hit the deadline. I don't need to surveil you.
Let me tell you, and I'll just land on this as personally as I can,
mm-hmm.
because that's all I really, I mean, that my perspective.
Yep.
I've always been an achiever. You know, it's in my strength finders, Gallup, you know, testing. You know, I compete internally and externally, meaning it's not good, all good all the time. But, I mean, I don't even have to compete with someone else. I'll compete with myself.
You're driven.
Yeah. So a personality like that, the worst thing you can do is nitpick. You know, oh, it's 8:30, where are you? Oh, it's, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, where are you? I'm going to get the job done.
Right.
And I'm going to overperform in most cases. And this isn't by, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that's my personality. And treating everybody the same is not how you run a basketball team.
Nope.
It's not how a successful office runs. So the worst personality for me to be in conflict with is that person who's like watching that clock. You know, where's this person? Where's that person? It's like, I don't know. Where are you on Saturday at 5:30?
Right. Right.
I'm at the Children's Museum. Where are you? But we have those kind of personalities, and they're constantly just sucking the energy out of the people. Now, that's not to say there aren't people that you should be doing that with because they're sliding.
Yeah, you need to reel them in. And that's what I was going with, where I was going with that is there are management styles that are going to have to be relearned to be able to deal with this, to where, you know, it used to be, let me walk the loop and peek in on every cubicle every 20 minutes, every hour or whatever. Send me a draft, you know, and so when you're working remotely,
which was magically captured in that movie
Office Space.
Oh my God.
TPS report.
Yes. I mean, if you want to understand how it comes across to me, watch that movie. And Gary Cole
from ISU graduate.
Yes. Yes. One of the best performances in a movie ever. And that guy, I will never work for.
Right. But a lot of people do, and they had a taste of something else, and they're like, you know what, Lumberg, I don't need you peeking in on me. I've got this. You know, I'll have my stuff done. You said you wanted it Wednesday. I'll probably even have it Tuesday. Why are you bothering me on Sunday?
Yeah,
let me go.
That's exactly right.
Right. And so there's management is going to have to relearn.
Oh, sure.
How more so than the employees. You put me in front of a computer, I'm doing my computer work.
Yeah.
I don't need management's just got to adjust.
And I know they don't want to hear that, a lot of them, because it's always worked this way. And I think we were headed towards this anyway. Mm-hmm. We say a perfect storm. When you and I have been talking about this since Jump Street in March of last year, Accelerator.
Yep.
What this did is move up the timeline way quicker than it would have on its own, but this was almost an inevitable conversation anyway.
And productivity went up with it in a lot of cases. Companies are saying, man, we are getting more out of our happy employees.
And some are going, nope, we're going to go right back to where we were.
Because I need to feel tethered to it. I mean, there's just this weird thing of showing work. I need to show that I'm managing. I need to show, because it's also like Office Space. What is it that you do here? Well, I take the papers from the one guy to the other guy. And it's like, well, couldn't that the one go to the other without you? And so a lot of people need to show work. And when I'm sitting at home as a manager, how do I show my upper management what I'm doing?
That's exactly right. And it's, by the way, it's not just technology. It's efficiency of use and talent. You know, for years, you know, I've argued with, like, unions, not the job they do. I mean, not the things they build, it's the idea that when I was a kid and my dad worked at Caterpillar, if you had a problem with a light switch, you had to have two union guys come to do that. One union guy took the plate off the wall and stood there with a plate in his hand while the electrician fixed the problem, and then the one guy put the plate back on. There's no way you're going to be profitable if you have to run life like that.
Nope, that doesn't make sense. It's double expense.
But in the union's mind, it was double pay.
Right.
And I understand that, but there's no way you can expect to be profitable forever if that's the way you run things.
Yeah, that's not good faith. You know, I want to protect both those guys, but I don't need to.
But the other guy's got to get a better skill than removing a light switch plate.
Exactly right. Yeah, we got to find somewhere else for him to be.
Yeah, and the electrician's perfectly capable of removing the light switch plate.
Exactly right.
So it works both sides of this. And ideally, I'd like to think that we land on something that's better for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. The freedom of being able to, simple example, taking your dog to your vet, which used to require a half day and somebody else covering your shift and all those things, just being able to leave for an hour and come back and then maybe work a little bit later or on your weekend to make it up.
And you know who's going to ruin it? The people that always ruin everything.
Right.
That want all the freedom you're talking about but don't want to do the work.
Right.
And we all have them.
And you'd have them if they were in your office, too.
We would and have and always will.
Yep.
But don't make the rules for everyone based on them.
Right.
And that's what we do all too often.
It is. And you know what? The cool thing that's happening is that the data that we've always known, that's always been out there, that happy workforce is, you know, is more productive, is better, is less expensive. Because even if you're paying them more money, you're paying less in training and covering up mistakes and remaking and redoing all this different stuff. So if you can figure out the key to finding quality of life at work too, it doesn't always have to be, I have fun after 4 o'clock. No, it can be fun.
If you want the most out of me, I don't need beanbag chairs or Xboxes. Just don't harp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what most people and other people are like, you know what? I like to be able to get up from my desk, stretch my legs and sit in a beanbag chair or something, but I'll come right back refreshed, ready to roll.
I think I've known since like 5 years old, busy work sucks and I have no use for it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right.
We'll be back. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy and then sunny later with a high over 80. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. For Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 86. And for Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 86, wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour, and a chance of 1 to 2 inches of rain. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Fishermen and weekend boat captains, I can't think of anything much worse than getting to your favorite spot and then not being able to get back. Before you make your way on the lake, make a stop at Rex Battery first. A fresh battery for your motorboat will be sure to get you where you're going and get you back. At Rex Battery, we stock our batteries fresh. That means your battery will have a longer life with more power and more fun on the water. Not the nautical type? We're ready for any summer fun with Motobat Power Sports batteries for ATVs and motorcycles. The battery is pretty important, and getting yours at Rex means you get to talk to the battery pros. We'll point you in the right direction and make absolutely sure you're getting the most for your money. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur. Rex with a double X battery.
Generations of power. Your radio station has been hijacked by pirate radio.
Actually, this is just a radio ad for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
It's in the tension getter, Dennis. Trust me. This is Pirate Radio, and we're taking over the airwaves for an important announcement from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hold on a second. Now, I'm an upset customer with a real problem. My dishwasher is leaking water, and I have about 8 kids. Last count, anyway.
Okay. This commercial's an important announcement from Dennis.
That's right. Wow.
All right, here we go. This is Pirate Radio, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has taken over your airwaves with an important message.
I'm Dennis Regan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you want award-winning appliance repair service, award-winning appliance sales, stop into one of our 4 locations.
Dennis, we're out of time.
That's a bummer.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, heading up to the top of the hour, Nick asked me going into the break there, do you want a minute when we come back? Yeah, I'm not that guy who won't shoot in the playoffs. I want the ball.
Oh, Ben Simmons reference. Man.
I'm just telling you, I know a little bit about what's going on.
Fair enough.
All right. When we get back here on the other side of the break, we'll say goodbye to Dr. Paul Frigo, who is moving on to the next phase of his career. We've been involved in a lot of things with him over the last few years, and we'll take a moment to look back and reflect. We'll also check in with Tanya Andrix from Crossing Healthcare a little bit later in the program. So a lot to get to, an hour left. And if you missed any of the show live, as always, you can get the podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group at NowDecatur.com. We'll be back with more right after stories and news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Explore the trails at Sand Creek Conservation.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.